They have the best record in the D-League, and he's the coach, Jerry Stackhouse, of the 34-11 Raptors in the 905. Congratulations, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing terrific. That's a terrific season that you're having. How does that relate to the NBA team? What's good about that works for the Raptors up here?
Well, our guys have been coming down. Guys that are making contributions for the team now, Fred VanVleet, DeLon Wright, Jakob Poeltl, Pascal Siakam has been with us this week. He just got recalled last night because of the incident with Ibaka. But all those guys have come down, and I think they've played well. They've gotten their confidence up, and hopefully they've ready to go back. When they've gone back to the big team ready to contribute.
Jerry Stackhouse, kind enough to join us. Brady and Price on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. The 905ers are in Grand Rapids tonight, your old home state. Now, we missed you last night because the violence was back, Jerry. I mean, just for a night in the NBA, right? We see Jamal McGlure, he's on the court. I mean, I know where you used to sit on the bench with Coach Casey. Could you have gotten out there in time? Would you have been a dangerous guy last night when that all kicked off?
Man. That might have been my biggest regret this year, not being able to be there last night. No, that looked like that was fun. No, it just shows you how much is at stake, man. You got some guys that are competitors, want to win. Both teams are playing for an opportunity to get in the postseason, and it just gets a little edgy sometimes, but I didn't think it was, was that bad at all.
It's funny. I mean, obviously it happened a lot more when you played the game, but you missed it. It seems like something that you really enjoyed when you played.
No, I mean, I just think it's competitive, man. Men are competitive, and sometimes what they're all saying, boys will be boys. And I think, I don't know what kind of guy to start it, but, you got big guys and big bodies like that, things can get a little heated. But it was bode well for us because the team kind of got a spark from that, went on a huge run, and was able to get back into the game and ultimately win it in overtime. So definitely don't want to make that a habit because I'm pretty sure there's going to be some suspensions to follow, and Serge is someone that we really need on the floor to because of his defense and what he brings to the team offensively and just overall leadership. So it's good from a fan standpoint to see that your team is feisty and have the edge and really care about what's going on. But, at the end of the day, as a coach, you want them to be smarter and make sure that don't do anything to put the team in a bad way.
Jerry Stackhouse, our guest, Brady and Price. It's the Raptors affiliate, Raptors 905 in Grand Rapids tonight. They are leading the division. They've had a great season, 36-11. It's one of those things with Siakam. We're seeing development with him. We went to the OKC game last week. He was great. They put him on in some garbage time, and he looked really good. You'd know, though, when you were a younger player, I mean, you played right away and you started right away, but there wasn't a good spot for a guy like Siakam, Jerry, on a roster 10, 12 years ago, even with the CBA coming and going. So the D-League's really risen to prominence where teams can stack a player and it works out that they get developed. But 10 years ago, you had to sink or swim, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good situation for those guys. I mean, we hadn't had Pascal down a lot. I mean, it's the first time he's been down probably last week or two. So, and I think for the most part, I mean, it's been good for me. He hadn't been getting a lot of minutes with the parent club, and just kind of rookie woes sometimes. I think he's a hard worker. He's gonna get better and better. It's just tough. I mean, it's not enough reps. That's all it is for these young guys. I think the old outliers rule where you need 10,000 hours or 10,000 reps, and they're nowhere near those reps to be able to be a really consistent contributor right now. But he's getting there, and I think the D League offers an opportunity for those guys to get those needed reps, those needed getting up and down the court, playing and building your confidence. And hopefully he goes back, and maybe find a few minutes here, in Serge's absence. But I think he's been absolutely great for us, actually winning performer of the week for the D-League this past week.
The D-League also offers opportunities for people like yourself to coach. I mean, you know, you're not that far removed from your playing career. You've been an assistant coach in the NBA. I suppose somewhere along the line you're going, can I do this? Do I want to do this? What have you learned about yourself as a coach and your future in that position this season?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just an opportunity to get, again, reps. You know, I talk about the players needing reps. I need reps as, you know, managing a professional team. I mean, I've coached. I feel like I've been coaching for, you know, 15 years, even as a player, you know, helping young guys, you know, teaching them little nuances of the game. So I've been in a teaching mode, but being able to, you know, manage my own, you know, staff, manage the players, manage the other ancillary staff that, you know, whether it's trainers or media and all those things. Those are things that were new to me this year, but I had firsthand opportunity last year to sit behind Casey and, you know, and watch how he did it. So that was big for me, and having other, you know, longtime assistants like Nick Nurse and, you know, Rex Kalamian, you know, Andy Greer last year, all those guys helped me big time. So I felt like I was prepared to come and do this. I wasn't so much concerned about the basketball. So from being in basketball, professional basketball for 20 years, that curve wasn't the part that was a little bit okay. Am I ready for that? But I just think being able to game plan, set the schedule, do all those things in between, you know, talk about, you know, draft the status of certain guys and who we want to bring in and look at and all those things, that's been a great experience for me.
Yeah, it's one thing to find out that it's something that you want to do, that you're good at. Do you like it? I mean, are you enjoying this?
Man, I love it. I mean, I'm a basketball lifer. I mean, what else is, if you can't play for 100 years, what else can you do to stick to, you know, to have that type of camaraderie, you know, still with the team, you know, find something that's competitive. You know, I mean, it's still competitive for me, matching game plans with other coaches and trying to motivate and message to my players, you know, on a night-to-night basis. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, it's not a full gym and some of these D-League arenas, so you got to create your own enthusiasm. So coming up with different messaging just to get our guys ready to play, that's exciting within itself. So, I mean, I love it. You know, this is what I'm going to do. Just a matter of continuing to work at it and improving my craft.
Jerry Stackhouse, our guest on Brady and Price. So the tournament, I don't know how much you got to see of your Tar Heels. They'll play Butler tomorrow night, Friday night, actually, in Memphis. It's the tournament's changed. I still love it. The games were really competitive. We see a lot of blowouts in the NBA, but ratings were great for the opening weekend. How do you see the tournament having changed? And as you know, you came back for a second year with Rasheed Wallace. Maybe now you'd be gone after 1 year. I bet you look back and go, I'm glad it was that era, and I got the 2 years playing with Dean Smith to go to the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't fathom leaving after 1 year. Didn't even have an idea that it would be an opportunity for me to leave after two. You know, and I think it was just kind of presented itself. But, you know, the game is still the game. I don't think it's changed so much. I mean, a lot of people try to make a big deal of what happened then and this now. I still think it's a very competitive game. The college game is a lot different from the NBA game, just from, you know, how the fans are so into it, especially during March Madness. And I'm no different either. I'm excited about my team and their prospects. I mean, I feel like we're the biggest, the deepest team, you know, in the tournament. And, you know, it's just a matter of being a little bit lucky too, man. You can be good and still compete in the NCAA tournament on any given night, you know, because you get two really good guards can make it to the Final Four. So, and that's just the way it is. Good guards can help you to win, you know, in college.